warms us up a little bit almost, right? Like it warms up our ear. Let's see if I can do now. The masters could just do something completely different now. Like, see if I can. Take the melody, you to do the melody, let's go right on it, and I'm going to show you, like, I'm not going to only play chords when you're not playing, but I'm going to show you a little thing I can do, like, play chords melodically in those spaces. You'll see what I mean.
So I'm playing chords or I'm playing melody?
Can you do them? Do you know this melody?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right on it this time. One, two, one, two, three, four. Stuff in those spaces.
Yeah,
so if we're playing a solo, you want like your fills, the busier stuff to happen in the spaces of the person's solo. The advantage of the melody is you know exactly where those spaces are going
to
be.
I actually tried to do that with, I think it was Footbridge, what we were earlier. I'm like waiting for.
Yeah, you get.
But it's hard to anticipate. It's like, a couple of times, like, oh, he's going to take a break there, but then you wouldn't.
You have to get super fast to communicate with the solos, but the melody, the beauty is that they leave space. Now, even really great players like the sax player in my band and now my trio, actually, too, same sax player, he'll do stuff like this. On the gig with him, and I'll be like, dude, like Richie Hart did the same thing to me. It was like he would just put down his guitar and just be like,